Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Fortnite Show. We have actually gotten very far so far with this podcast, and I'm pretty sure that today's episode is episode number 120. We have came such a far way. I mean, the first episode came out so long ago. I mean, it's been such a long time. If I go and actually look, I can actually see the first one was posted on 7/9/20. So that was, when was that? That was July 9th of 2020. That is a long time ago. We've been doing this for almost a year now. So that's really cool, guys. We have been doing this for so long. And it's just a huge thanks to everyone who has been supporting me along this way. But with that said, why don't we get into today's episode? Because we have some extremely cool news to go over, but we're going to go over that in a minute. First things is that we have some stuff in the Fortnite status Twitter, and it says they're currently investigating issues with login for the Fortnite X NBA Team Battles page, and they're stay tuned for updates. And I mean, it's really cool. Like the NBA, we're gonna go over that next. And so if you're in trouble with login issues, it should be fixed soon. If you it should be fixed soon. If you wanted to go and do that, I didn't have any problems when I went onto the website though, so you shouldn't have too many problems. But the first blog post that we have on the Epic Games website is the Fortnite X NBA Team Battles will let you represent your favorite team in Fortnite by the Fortnite team. Fortnite is a hoops haven. Just as the 2021 NBA playoffs tip off this week, following the State Farm play-in tournament, Fortnite X NBA, the crossover heats up with a 5-day competition featuring all 30 NBA teams. Welcome to the Fortnite X NBA Team Battles, taking place May 19th to the 23rd of 2021. Visit Fortnite X NBA Team Battles page for to sign up and support your favorite NBA team, plus have a shot at earning in-game rewards and V-Bucks. So with that, we're gonna actually check out this website and see what these tasks are. And today's task is you just have to play 24 minutes in a regular mode, which is solo, duos, trios, or squads. And I mean, yeah, and my team that I chose, if you guys want to go onto the team that I'm on, is I chose LA Clippers. I mean, I live in California. I was going to choose the Lakers, but the team was already full. So I just chose the Clippers. And so if you want to join my team, go ahead and do that. You can win a V-Bucks for this. First place will get 100 V-Bucks. Second word for second place team, every member will get 300 V-Bucks. In the first place team, every member will get 500 V-Bucks in the NBA Championship Trophy back bling, which is pretty cool. And from the 19th to the 21st, there will only be daily challenge tasks available. But then the 22nd and the 23rd, there'll be the challenge tasks and repeatable tasks. We don't know what those are yet. And task two will be unlocked at 9 o'clock p.m. On the 19th. So I think it should have already updated if I'm not incorrect. It's either 9 p.m. I think it's 9 p.m. for me. So it should be updating in like 2 hours and then you'll be able to have the next task. And then for completing three challenge tasks, you get the Fortnite Spin Spray. And for completing all five daily tasks, you get the Fortnite banner of the basketball. And there is 3 days left of this is what it says. I think that is incorrect though. No, there's 4 days left, 3 days and 22 hours. And so yeah, go over there and sign up and go on and do that as it's gonna be pretty fun. The leaderboard is actually closed. The leaderboard will open on the 22nd. And then for teams, here we go. Clippers is actually full. There can only be 15,000 members on a team. And you can be a fan for one if you want to. And then you can click learn more, like Golden State Warriors. You can see like their team name when they're established, their conference and division. And so yeah, I chose the Clippers. You can become a fan on that one if they're all full, or as of the time of recording, going from most people in it to least. We have Utah Jazz was and then the Portland Trail Blazers, Minnesota Timberwolves, Orlando Magic, Atlanta Hawks, Oklahoma City Thunder, New Orleans Pelicans, Indiana Pacers, Detroit Pistons, Washington Wizards, and Sacramento Kings. And so, yeah, pretty cool. a lot of California teams. There's four California teams here they can choose from. Then there's Colorado, Dallas, Texas, Utah, Orlando, Florida. So you can choose from pretty much whatever your favorite team is, if they're not already taken, of course. There's a lot that are already taken, a lot of the big teams. But try to get on the team, in my opinion, if you want to win V-Bucks, get on the team that has the most members. So right now that'd be the Utah Jazz. Go join that one if you wanted to. A total, and now here's some frequently asked questions. Team members and fans. A total of 1 million users can register on the website. That is 450,000 members and 550,000 fans. Members can complete tasks during Fortnite X NBA team battles and earn points for the team. If the limit members is reached, you can still become a fan for that team. Fans can also earn points for the team and unlock the spray and banner through the challenge tasks. Fans on the winning team will win the NBA trophy backbling, but they will not be eligible for V-Bucks. So you can help your team get points if you're a fan, but you cannot get the V-Bucks to win. And then what types of tasks are there? There are two types of tasks in the members challenge. For members, challenge tasks and repeatable tasks. Challenge tasks are in-game actions, aka eliminations and minutes spent in-game. Members have to complete a certain number of actions to earn points. Example, eliminate five opponents. Challenge tasks will be displayed in each member's profile. Repeatable tasks are also in-game actions, such as eliminations, minutes spent in-game, and victory royales. But members earn points each time they complete them. Example, 10 points for each elimination. Repeatable tasks can be completed as often as time permits during the repeatable period. Fans are only able to complete challenge tasks to earn extra points for the team. Fans cannot earn points for the team by playing Fortnite and completing repeatable tasks during the repeatable period. There's just a whole bunch of other stuff in here. You cannot switch teams once you have chosen a team as well. You can also you have to complete you have to make progress towards a task within 24 hours, otherwise you get disqualified from joining any team. So keep that in mind when you sign up, make sure you're ready to do it. And then also back to the blog post, the original blog post, it says challenge tasks and team leaderboards. During the first 3 days of the Fortnite X NBA team battles, challenge tasks will be shared on the team battles website that members and fans can start completing to unlock in-game rewards. By completing challenge tasks, members and fans have the opportunity to unlock the spin in-game spray and an in-game banner. The stakes rise during the weekend competition, May 22nd through 23rd, starting at 12 a.m. Eastern, when the team battles leaderboards are turned on. Follow your team's challenge tasks and leaderboard progress on the site. The higher team positions among the teams of the same group, the better the chance you have of earning V-Bucks and an additional reward, the NBA Championship Trophy backbling. No online activity. If any member fails to participate in at least one challenge during the first 24 hours of the Fortnite X NBA team battles, that member will be removed from his or her team and will be disqualified from further participation in the Fortnite X NBA team battles. In addition, the first fan to have registered as a fan for that team will claim the disqualified member spot on the team. That's pretty interesting. So make sure you do that and don't go inactive when you first sign up. The crowd goes wild for V-Bucks. We already went over this. So yeah, and then there's one of the blog posts, which is just some more information on it. And so we're gonna go over this one. It has different information. This is about the skins, and these skins are really cool. They have 31 different styles, but we're gonna go over that as we read it. The crossover, the NBA arrives in Fortnite. Lace up, the crossover is going to knock off your feet. Ahead of the 2021 NBA playoffs, the league is joining Fortnite for the first time ever. Coinciding with the debut of the State Farm NBA Play-In Tournament, Fortnite X NBA, the crossover brings basketball best into the item shop in Fortnite Creative with team battles. A unique experience featuring all 30 teams in Fortnite. Debut of NBA outfits. Debuting on May 21st, 2021, at 8 p.m. Eastern, players can suit up and rep any of the league's 30 teams. The In the Paint set includes 31 uniforms, including all 30 NBA teams. Also available, grab the Shoot and Score pack to get the Hookshot emote and the Mini Hoop backbling, which can be feature the logo of all 30 NBA teams. When other players have the Mini Hoop backbling equipped, you'll be able to call your shot. If you're more of a point guard, show off your handles with a dribbling traversal emote. And then there's a video here, which is the trailer. It's a pretty cool trailer. It just shows the Axel skin going off against the basketball skin. And it's pretty cool. You get to see a bunch of the different outfits too on them. And then player lockers. Some of the league's best players are ready to share what they wear when they escape into Fortnite. Starting next week, locker bundles personally selected by NBA guards Donovan Mitchell and Trae Young will arrive in the item shop. Donovan's locker includes the Cozy Chomps outfit, which is one of my favorites, the Sharky Shawl back bling, Stark Splitter pickaxe, Dynamic Fire Wrap, and Fire Spinner emote. The Trae Young locker bundle includes the Scarlet Commander outfit, Gold Digger pickaxe, Happy Stars Wrap, and the Baller emote. Fortnite X NBA Team Battles. We already went over this, so we don't need to cover that. And so, coming soon, Fortnite Creative. And that's just the beginning. Coming next week, the NBA crosses into Fortnite Creative. Look for a new blog look for a new blog update showcasing the new NBA Welcome Hub on Tuesday, May 25th. So I'm guessing that these skins are going to be in there the whole entire time of the event. Now we're going to go over one more blog post and then some of the bug fixes that they're doing right now. And then we're going to take a break and go into the item shop and LTMs. And this says, update on island impersonation. Hey everyone, we've seen a lot of discussion and claims around creators copying other creators' islands, ideas, /games. We're taking some time in this post to discuss what is considered innovating on an existing game idea versus a malicious or deceptive mirror of someone else's creation. For example, the two examples we're talking about here are the difference between making a map because it is a popular game mode and innovating on the existing genre to draw in players and build your own community, and using a popular map, same exact name, images, thumbnails, and videos to trick players into visiting your island, where they think they are playing the original map and not a new one. We actually already have a rule against it here, and then I'm guessing it's their creator code or creative guidelines. It says, give credit where it's due on your island hub. Do not try to take credit for content that you link to that you didn't create. Don't impersonate other users, streamers, celebrities, government officials, Epic employees, or anyone else. And don't take credit for another user's creation. Pretending to be someone else in order to deceive or defraud others is not okay. The biggest thing that I have found of this is, if you guys probably know, is BAG build fights. I will go into a creative fill and see like BAG build fights, and it's by like someone like one of the big ones is by someone named LOOL or L00L, one of those two. And it's super big and it's called BAG 1v1 build fights, and it looks exactly like it. But they said then, but felt it needed to be further clarification. What is not okay? Using the identical imagery, screenshots, video utilized to promote other games or islands, and using the exact same name as a popular game to an attempt to gain players' invisibility. Example is, so they had the Impossible Escape photo for both of them. The Island 1 name is Funk Ops Impossible Escape PvE Experience, and then Island 2, which has the same exact photo, by the way, is Funk Ops Impossible Escape PvE Experience. And so that is not okay, and they will take action anywhere from disabling the island code and removal from a supported creator all the way up to an account ban for repeated infractions. What is okay is innovating. What that means is taking an existing popular game type and adjusting or tweaking it in some way. Generally, this is done with the goal of potentially attracting new players on top of the existing ones who enjoy that mode. We believe this creates the space for the innovation to occur while providing clear boundaries when it comes to the islands and what could be deceptive in nature. So that's really cool, saying that you can't take that, because once again, BAG build fights, I feel like BAG is a really, really big example of this. People are always copying that just because of how many players it actually gets. So definitely, if you're doing that, please don't do that. It's not cool, and you're stealing other people's ideas to start. And then also, it's not going to look good on yourself. And also, I would suggest not, just even if you don't think you're doing it, try to make it different. Don't use the same photo or name, and you should be fine as long as everything in it does not look exactly the same. That is all of the blog posts. So now, why don't we, before we take a break, go into the Trello for what our things are now. General top issues that they're investigating is that replay mode is now missing in GeForce Now. I don't know how you get GeForce Now, but I don't know why, but I have an NVIDIA graphics card, NVIDIA RTX graphics card. I don't know what the GeForce Now is, but the option to view replays is no longer present on it, so that is a bug. They're also investigating item shop not updating, notice updating after clearing, and the stage four of the style of the prisoner outfit doesn't always show its fire effects. And then they're working on stability issues on PC with the DX12 beta. This is needed. I just got my PC. Try DX12. I get 15 FPS. Stability issues. And then some stuff fixed in the next game update for the general top issues. Just added friends wrongly appearing offline is fixed. And then there's a workaround where if this issue occurs, it can be resolved by the just added friend setting in their online status to away and then back to online, and then waiting about 1 minute or restarting the game will resolve the issue. Also, player built structures have reduced visuals in PC performance mode. I've experienced that and unable to equip backblings on the rebirth, Kate backblings on the rebirth Raven, Rachel Roth style. It's a lot of R's. And then for Battle Royale top issues, in development is unable to craft mechanical bows or primal fireball in core modes after playing a competitive. And then also taking damage through cars while in motion, and PC audio source does not change in-game source. I noticed that too. I plugged in my controller and I lost all audio through my mic and headset. So definitely needs to get fixed. And also moving the left stick in the inventory on controller skips the last weapon slot. Don't really play controller audio often, but that is a big issue. For creative, we have a lot of issues here. I'm just going to go over the ones that are in development, not the ones that they're investigating. But in development is save point device increases save score when triggering multiple times. Invalid code is populated on the island's select screen. Vehicle explosions not properly triggered with destroyed on destroy with transmit on. Players can encounter infinite loading screens when flying out of an island, and switching from one island to another keeps previous island settings. And the stuff fixed in the next game update, recent island list does not update, the ocean is invisible on the minimap, and phone booth device issues. Then we don't really have any other ones. There is a mobile issue, which is in development, which I feel like has been there for a while, but audio issues on Nintendo Switch and mobile. That's all of our bugs right now. And so why don't we take a break now? And when we come back, we're going to go over the LCNs for today and the item shop. Welcome back from the break. Now that we're back, why don't we go over the item shop for today? In today's item shop, we have some pretty cool and a pretty rare skin, actually. But we're going to get to that. And I actually really want the skin. Sadly, I'm only like 200 V-Bucks short, but I can't get it. But I'm guessing this is going to be a skin that's going to come back on a 50-day rotation, just because it's like a sweat skin. But starting us off, we have the Grim Fable outfit, which has two styles, hood off and hood up and hood down. And she has the Pack Leader back bling. Really cool skin, in my opinion. I actually picked this one up a while ago, and it's really good. I was just getting that one. We also have the Big Bad Axe in here for 800 V-Bucks. The Wolf Hunter Wrap, which is really cool, for 500. The Doggo skin with the Chow Down back bling, and of course he has a bunch of styles, the default, festive, and malicious style. Really cool skin there. The Doggy Bag back bling for 200, the Chew Toy pickaxe for 500, the Rough Wrap for 300. We also in here today have the Potassius Peels outfit with the Cape of Potassius for 1200, the Gladius of Potassius for 500. And then going on to the daily section, we only have one feature section today. I'm going to save this skin for last of the daily section. But we have the Bash skin with the Llama Corn Shield back bling. And of course, he has the Hero, Militia, Militia Glow, and Dark Style. and his backing as those same styles for $1,500. The brandy Lost Riches wrap for $300. The icicle pickaxe for $500. The backstroke emote for $500. The focus emote for $500, which is for $200, which is traversal. And then the skin that I was talking about is the Shadow Op skin, really rare, with the Prospect backbling. And of course, her and her backbling have that white style. Really love this skin for 1500 V-Bucks. We also had the Fish Stick outfit in here today with the Saltwater Satchel backbling for 1200, Coral Cruiser for 800, Boostrats pickaxe for 500, Fresh Fish pickaxe for 800, Slippery Wrap for 300, Fish Fish Wrap for 300, Fishy Wrap for 300. And then moving on for the next Fishy Offers tab, we have the Princess Felicity Fish Skin, Flutterfish Backling, Water Wand Pickaxe, and Aqua Royale Wrap for 1800 as the bundle, 1200 for the skin, 800 for the pickaxe, 500 for the wrap. And then moving on, we have the Atlantean pickaxe Fish Stick Skin with the Titan Scale Backling for 1200, the Fish Sticks Pickaxe for 800, the Triggerfish Skin with the Coral Commandos Backling, and he does have that default no face paint and helmet style for 1200, the Bubble Flage Anime Wrap for 500, one of my favorite skins, the Starfish Skin with the her Anemone Backbling for 1500, the Conch Cleaver for 1200, really cool pickaxe, and the Man of War Glider for 1200. Then moving on, of course, we have the Beast Boy Bundle, Batman Zero Bundle, Catwoman Zero Bundle, Knights of Food Court Bundle, Double Agent Pack, Shadow Pickaxe Pack, Last Laugh Bundle, the Lyra Challenge Pack, and of course, the Centurion Starter Pack. That is going to be all of that for today, and same exact LTMs as yesterday. So with that said, that is going to be it for today's episode. If you'd like to find me anywhere else, you can of course find me over on YouTube at Numi or on Twitch at ExactNumi. But until next time, guys, goodbye.